This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. South Dakota Speaker of the House Mark Mickelson has submitted signatures for two ballot initiative proposals. Mickelson says he turned in more than 18,000 signatures for an initiative that would ban out-of-state contributions for ballot questions. He says he also turned in more than 19,000 signatures for an initiative to raise taxes on tobacco products in order to lower tuition at the state's technical institutes. Initiated measures need nearly 14,000 valid signatures to qualify for next year's ballot. Secretary of State Chantel Krebs says her office conducts a random sampling of signatures to determine validity. With the deadline now passed at 5 o'clock Central Time, backers of a proposal to limit the price state agencies would pay for prescriptions have submitted a ballot question petition for the 2018 election. The plan bars state agencies from paying more than the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs does for prescription drugs. Supporters turned in more than 22,000 signatures this afternoon. A similar initiative is on the ballot this year in Ohio. And supporters of an idea that would have open primaries conducted in South Dakota have submitted signatures to the Secretary of State's office. Officials with Open Primaries South Dakota say they submitted more than 37,000 signatures. Constitutional amendments require almost 28,000 valid signatures to be placed on next year's ballot. Committee Chairman Joe Kirby says the amendment is about fairness. It would have the top two finishers in a primary advance to the general election, regardless of party. The idea would apply to primaries in U.S. House and Senate races, the South Dakota governor's race, and for seats in the state legislature. Taking a look at the weather forecast at this hour, with some snow still in some spots of South Dakota. Mostly cloudy tonight, clearing from north to south with a chance of light snow remaining southwest through northeast. Lows from 5 above in the northwest to 25 in the southeast. Mostly clear to partly cloudy tomorrow. Highs in the 20s East River to the 30s West River. Mostly clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows in the teens and the lower 20s. This is STPB News.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm